Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker. The Psychic Bartender Show is sponsored by Nu Skin and presented by Universal Energy Media. Your host, Gloria Parker, looks forward to speaking her mind, voicing her opinion openly, and hearing what you have to think. She uses her intuition and numbers to get to the core of you. Gloria was the first female bartender in Atlanta, Georgia, and she hosts the Big Psychic Fair every month in Roswell, Georgia. She's an icon in the metaphysical community in Atlanta, and she's honest, and she's gutsy, and she doesn't hold back. Now, doing it her way is Gloria Parker.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Anna. I'm sorry you're not sitting next to me. I always feel so much better. You're kind of like, you know, the baby with the blanket, the blankie that has to have somebody there. But I know that our lives are just so damn busy. And having said that, I do want to thank everybody for coming in and spending some time with me, because I do understand time. I had never had a lot of it except the last couple years. After I sold my newspaper called The Aquarius, A Sign of the Times. And once that was sold, it was an interesting world, because all of a sudden for 23 years, I had zero time and a mission every day, and which was great. I loved it. But, you know, sometimes, sweeties, you got to know when it's over, when to stop something and go on to something else. So that something else for me right now seems like it's going to be radio. I've been doing this show with Anna at Energy Radio Media for Universal Energy Radio. Sorry, and it's been a real eye opener. It's been fun. It's been informative. I'm getting a lot of you guys checking in with my website, checking in with me, asking more questions. So as long as I get that kind of feedback, I will feel like I'm doing a service, and that's what it's all about. You know, anybody in this day's world that is not finding a way to be in service to just one other person doing one other thing, you're missing it. You're missing it. You're missing the what comes back. You're missing what makes life worth living. You really are. So let me just talk for 1 second about that, because I will be mentioning it probably throughout my numbers when I do people today. But we are in every year you get your, okay, let me go from here. When you were born, like I have a friend right now that is waiting for a baby, and they're talking about, oh, well, let's do a cesarean. She's getting tired and she's doing this and that. And my response to that was pretty automatic and simple. You know, you choose your birth date, you choose your time, you choose your parents, and you choose the lessons. Well, as soon as you come through that channel, that birth channel, you forget all of it. You have no clue. And it's kind of like, except for your parents, you have nobody else in the world to trust from that moment that you are born. And then as you get older and you start to grow, you start to have other people that you realize are in your group, people that you're close to just from the first hello, people that you have in your life, all your life. So all of these things happen to every one of us. None of us are not having that experience. So here's my thing. When my friend called, the very first thing I said to him was, okay, is the baby here? And he said, no, but she's getting tired and she's in the hospital and they're thinking about having a cesarean. And I went, you know what? I really don't like that much, because I think that we agree to it. I mean, I think that we agree to all of that. And so, maybe that's not the way it should work, you know, at all. And then from that first thought form, I went to another set of thought forms, which is, even if they do the cesarean, even if they do it, this contract is already made. That baby already agreed to everything and all of it, and the parents, and the grandparents, and the sisters, and the brothers, everybody. So when I say from the minute that we, I'll tell you, you know, I'm a storyteller. I like to go back in time. Back in the late 80s, I was working with a sound guy. And we were talking about things that we remembered. You know, it was like photo memory. Like sometimes you can take an old picture and it'll bring back a flood of memories. That's why photographs are so important, okay? So the bottom line is that these weren't pictures of me. They were just pictures. And one of the pictures kind of like instantaneously triggered a memory. And I'll never forget it because it was weird as hell. It was a weird memory. And what that memory was is that I mean, I have to laugh every time because, I mean, do we know? Can we prove this shit? No. But it's like when something stays with you all your life. I mean, I wasn't that young. I was probably in my late 30s, maybe 40s when this happened. And I had just been awoken. I just woke up to metaphysics. So it was a whole nother world for me. And I remembered, it was so weird. I remembered being on a cloud. I'm just going to say it, as weird as it sounds. I was on a cloud. And I was with some angel friends. And we were, I don't remember a face or, you know, I don't remember what that looks like, to be honest. But it was just, it was very vague. But I remember the discussion. And the discussion went like this. Are you sure, they were asking me, are you sure you want to go to Earth? You know, it's such a dense place. It's really a dense place. And with that, I had already done a backflip off that cloud. And as I was juggling my way or falling, a free fall, while I was in the free fall, I remember at some point I looked up and went, hey, guys, don't worry. That's why I have you all. I'll be fine. And then within, I guess, seconds, I came in the birth channel and was born. Okay. Now, I didn't realize that they may have known how screwed up that whole thing, this family I chose and having no resources and, you know, a crazy ass mother and, you know, I mean, you name it, I experienced it. And who knew, you know, who knew that that's, and they may have known that, I don't know. But if they did, they certainly had good reason to worry about me. So you don't know certain parts because, you know, it's like we can talk about death. You know, some of us think it's a better place. Some of it, now we're not going to be like these crazies that are running around on our planet that think it's a better place and they're going to take everybody with them. I mean, I wish they would just go and leave the rest of us alone if they think it's so great there. I don't know. But I don't think that, you know, most of the world, 99.9% of the world is that crazy that you don't embrace and love every single moment here on the planet and doing our work, no matter how hard it may seem at the moment. It's just the way it is, okay? So anyway, I came into all of this chaos and craziness, you know, And a set of rules that I had, or a contract, I call it a contract, that I had decided that it was okay for me to do this contract, and I was going to do the best I could. Now, interesting, which I didn't know then, of course, but I do now, and especially since I'm back doing numbers. You know, I did numbers 30 years ago, or I've been doing numbers for 30 years, and never really had a chance to do it in the way I do it now, sharing it, talking about it with you, you know, helping you know the number, the energy of each number so that you have that working for you in your life. I have a friend that's with me now who is kind enough to be helping me with this video that's in his 7th year. And for 7 years, he hasn't had this number kick his ass. And then in July, he will go into his 8 year, which is finally for 8 years, 9 years, he hasn't really had any prosperity. And so, you know, once he gets the seven, which is all about spirit, opening up more, helping other people, not thinking so gloom and doom, cleaning out a little bit of space to give the universe a void, you know, so that they can fill it. Once this happens, which he's still got a few months to complete, he goes into his 8 year. Well, the 8 year for him is going to be more prosperity. And he's already starting to see little glimpses of it. The universe is bringing him ideas, people that instead of just thinking it, now all of a sudden it seems okay that he can call a few people and say, you know, what are you doing? And, you know, I'm doing more video work and I'm still doing my photography and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And so it's like the universe is like showering him and giving him direction, okay? So what I say to my friend Arthur is, just be open to the direction that you're getting the help. And that's what I try to do with you, for you, is I just want you to know that every year we have a number and the universe bestows upon us the energy of that number. Now, whether or not you want to shut down to it is totally up to you. Nobody can make you do anything, which is thank God. Anyway, so you come in with a whole array of numbers. You come in with your birth chart. You come in with all this phenomenal astrology information, where the moon was and the stars and everything, where everything was and in what degree. And, you know, and I mean, for the normal person that just wants simple information, it's a lot. There's a lot. I mean, the roadmap that the universe gave us is so extensive that, you know, you would have to be a trained astrologer or really delve into certain books and understand all that every one of these numbers bring us. It'd have to be your mission. And most people, they've got their own mission. You're a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. You're a head of a company. You're traveling around the world. You're doing what you're supposed to do. And not every one of us is supposed to do this. That's all I'm saying, okay? So here's the bottom line. When you come in, and that's what I was telling my friend this morning, if that baby, all babies that are supposed to come in and do a cesarean, it really doesn't matter. I have to believe, even though I'd rather have a normal natural birth, I don't know that exact day and time was it already discussed and agreed with. I don't know that. So I have to trust that if they decide to do the cesarean, it won't matter. The minute that baby's life starts is what that baby agreed to, because we do the agreement. So therefore, her numbers will be exact, just like yours are, just like Arthur's is, just like mine is. So we do have this beautiful plan that the universe gives us. Okay, and so that's where I am now. But back in the mid-60s, the reason that I have modeled my name and did my branding around the psychic bartender is because, believe me, I can't truthfully say because you're talking about Atlanta. Atlanta's a pretty damn big place. But we did know each other back then. It wasn't a big city like it is today. And except for maybe a local bar with a family member tending bar that I wouldn't have the knowledge to know. But as a big club that sat 500 people called the Brave Falcon Lounge, all the Braves, all the Falcons drank with us, all the coaches. We had live music. It was phenomenal. It sat 500 people. And it had a 45-stool triangle bar. And it was one hell of a time. I wouldn't have missed any of it for the world, believe me. It was hard-ass work, but it was, well, for Gloria Parker, it was perfect, okay? I made a lot of friends that I still have today. And so for me, it was the perfect place. It was the perfect job. And because of that back history, now that I'm doing numbers and I'm still tending bar one night a week at Le Bistro in Roswell, Georgia, I only can bar on Saturday nights, and it's perfect for me. It's like bringing a little bit of my past into the future, and it's part of what I think the universe is bestowing upon me to give me my new direction. Because I'm not unlike you. You may have a new career starting. Your old way of thinking and being may be getting taken away from you. You know, I mean, at one point and one time, did we do the video work that we do now? Was this possible? What I'm presenting to you, we're going to be doing this whole thing with a video, and I'm going to be able to put it on Facebook and share it with people. So no, it wasn't that available, and if it was, it probably cost a lot of money, like things do when they first start. So now you can take your business to another level, and you can. So if anybody wants to know who did this, please, it'll be on my information. Arthur puts his name and his number out there. Call him. He's very delightful to work with, and he does a very, very good job. So anyway, so I told you about how I dropped in with this crazy-ass family of mine, and everybody in the family was amazing is what they were, because that's another thing. It's like when we admire people for certain things, you know, they've got certain class, they've got a way that they see the world, you know, their most horrible day, they still don't go to blame, or they still take responsibility. I'm not sure these people know any of the stuff that I just said. I mean, I'm just lucky. I'm lucky to know 33 years when I attended bar, I'd never heard the word metaphysics. I didn't know anything about any of this stuff. And then through some crazy-ass dreams and other things, I started to work with the universe. I had a short but sweet out-of-body experience. I raised a daughter on my own. You know, I had a lot of things that I opened a bookstore called Sunglow back in 89 in a town that was pretty shut down. Alpharetta, Georgia was pretty shut down at the time. So, you know, so we go through our lives and we want to know why did this happen? How did this happen? And I wish that I had more information like I own today. And when I say own, I don't mean that it's mine to have and hold, but I own it. I own the responsibility of the knowledge of it. And I'm grateful every single day because of it. Every day. I love that I can call on something that I can't see. It's not tangible. It's just a feeling. It's a knowing. It's knowing I'm getting that help. And, you know, and so I always say my angels are my best friends. It's like I call on them all the time. In the morning, I say good morning to them. Oh, that was Thor. He just saw something outside. So anyway, before I go into a caller, Anna, do we have callers?
Got several callers. I just wanted to say too, if you're calling to get a reading, please push 1, and that just puts you in the queue for a reading. Yes, you have several people raising their hands.
Well, and that, all right, I want to say this too, because I get people, I know I love all of you, okay, but I don't remember once I do your numbers and I get your name and your area, honey. That is, I mean, and I think the reason that I'm grateful, too, is because I don't need to hold on to anybody's information. It takes me seconds to redo your numbers in my head. And I'm blessed for that, because it's like, and that was also part of my training as a bartender. I mean, back in the old days, we didn't have all of this, what do they call it, POS systems and push buttons and you go to a register and you push a picture of what the hell they're eating. I mean, we didn't have any of that in the old days. And so, you know, so I had to use my own brain. I had to, you know, there's 6 of you, and I had to go to the table and go, okay, you owe me $8, and you owe me 6, and you owe me this and that, and just quickly get their money and take care of the check. And it was much simpler, by the way. I know it sounds like it was harder, but into my bar right now, to me, it was so much simpler. But, you know, anyway, if you email me or if you go into GloriaParker.com, okay, please just leave me a message and say, I spoke with you Wednesday, you know, I'm Elaine, 92781 or whatever, and kind of like let me rehash it. And a lot of times I keep decent notes. I can go back to the notes and finish a reading or help you with another question because, you know, to be honest, we can't do it all in the time frame that I'm doing it, you know. Another thing I want to say is for not this last week, I think, and then maybe 2 weeks previous to that, we had some asshole call that was, you know, he was just messing with us. Stop doing that. Go call somebody else. I'm not interested in, you know, any of your bull. And so just stop it. Stop, please, callers, you know, go play with somebody else. So anyway, we will get into some other stuff, but I don't want to let people wait any longer. And so, honey, I am ready for our first caller.
All right. This is area code 402. You're on the air with Gloria Parker.
Hi, this is Diane. Thank you so much for taking my call today, Gloria. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. My pleasure. And what is your birthday?
My birthday is 3/24/1962.
Okay. Now, Diane, I just almost said was going to ask you, have you ever had a reading? Do you know your life lesson number? But you know what? To be honest with you, that's just going to take up more of our time because most, from what I understand, okay, you're having a birthday tomorrow, right?
Right.
And so from my understanding is that why people are gravitating a little bit more towards my reading is because I'm trying to give everybody some solid information. I'm trying to give you information that you can get very quickly, that you can understand, and that you can actually use. So if you know two things, if you know your life lesson number, which stays with you from the very minute you come through that that channel to your very last breath, your very first breath to your last breath, that is what you have agreed to learn that lifetime. And so it's your life lesson number. But then you get a yearly number, and then we have what we call the universal number that everybody gets a little piece of. So with those three things, if I stay really, really focused, I think then that most people can get it. And another thing is that when I do you, like right now, let me see, I'll tell you, 27/9. 18, 15, oh, wow, okay, all right. So you're a 45/9. Now, from my understanding, you know, it's not like I've had a reading with a zillion numerologists, but from what people say to me is that because I give you all the numbers, so I'm giving you 45/9 because it's important. The 9 can be made up in lots and lots of different ways. And with your 45, that means something a little different for you than it would be, you know, a 54/9, or it would be different if you were any other 9, you know, any other 9 combination. So that's why the 45, so how you get your main number is, first of all, you like, not anally, not being anal about it, which I want you to hear, because if you were anal, I'd be saying very different things to you, but in a very nice way, almost appreciative way, you like things organized. You like to know what you're doing. You like to build. You're not, you know, necessarily so spontaneous, you know. Although you do need some freedom in your life, you need freedom through changes. So the 4 being the person that can build nicely one step on top of the other, and then the 5, and when I say organized, I mean it's like, you know, I mean your closets are probably organized. You know, if you go away, you might care, you know, you might care where you're going, so that would be nice, and then you might care about how long it's going to take you. Me and my girlfriends are driving to Florida. How long is it going to take us, you know? I had a girlfriend come in and some friends of mine come from Canada last year, and I can't ever remember me asking how far is it, when are we going to get there, I, you know, because in my numbers, my set of numbers, I just don't care. Okay, so that's how you can tell the difference between one person and the other. But when I did the card numbers, I could relate to everybody. I could say, well, you know, so-and-so needs to know, you know, are we going to be there at 12 or are we going to be there at 2? And if we're not going to be there till 2, are we going to stop for lunch? So I would ask these questions not because of me. I could care less, but because there was somebody in the car that I knew would appreciate that information. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So then your outcome number, though, your life outcome number is a 9. And interestingly enough, you are also dealing with 2016, and the 2016 is a 36-9 year. So I don't know what you do, sweetie, but hey, where are you anyway? Where's 402?
It's in Nebraska.
Oh, great. Hi. I don't know that I've had a call from Nebraska. Thank you. Anyway, I'm thinking that, you know, do you work that's in service? Like, are you a nurse?
No, not currently.
Not currently a nurse or not currently doing something that's in service?
Not currently doing what's in service. Right now I'm primarily writing and doing artwork.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. That's great. I'm just going to say that, you know, and I'm glad I asked you, because here's the deal. People appreciate art. People find a way to use art in ways that nothing else can even touch their soul. But they don't know it. They wouldn't think that they're artists, or they wouldn't think that they're giving, or they wouldn't think that they're doing in service like you right now, okay? So all of that, all of the arts are, I like sound therapy. I have friends that go to nursing homes and they play the flute for the elderly. I have friends that do all that, you know, that color. I have friends that do all kinds of art, if you will. And so think about a way. What I want you to do, because we haven't gotten into, let me see where you are this year, though. That might be a good time to do that right now, because tomorrow you will come into this energy. So let's see, so 12... 13, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, my goodness. Honey, bunny, bunny, bunny. All right. So what I'm going to ask you is a question. Did you have either a flood of more money or less money last year?
Less money last year.
Okay. The reason that I said it like that is because you were in your 8th year. Were you shifting from one career to another?
Attempting to. It didn't get off the ground like I had hoped it would.
Okay. All right. And did the idea come to you a year ago?
Within the last year, not a full year ago.
Okay. All right. So you were in last year, you were in a 62-8. So was this new thing that you were trying to do, did it have to do with a partner?
No, it was my own business, just me. I would have had to have clients, but not a partner.
Okay, and so because the way you came into that was a 62, okay, you're going to come into your 63-9, which is, okay, so this is what you've got going on, and I'm very happy that you called. I'm very happy that we're talking, because you are a 45-9 life path. You are a tomorrow coming into a 63-9 year, and we are in a 36-9 universal year. Do you see that 9-9-9?
Yes.
So what this means is it means that you are going to have a lot of endings, because it's the last number of the cycle, all right?
Right.
And that endings can be a lot of things, sweetie. It could actually mean somebody passing. I mean, it could mean that as well, okay?
Okay.
But it also could mean just going through your database and going, or, you know, you get a phone call from a friend that, you know, is like, you know, she just, you know, and a lot of people do. They're great people, but they bring you down. Or, you know, they don't, they're not part of what you need now as far as going forward in your life. And so what I'm saying is that all these people, places, things that are not in service to you, you should consider dropping.
Okay.
Dropping doesn't mean that you have to, you know, like be rude, mean, none of that. It just means that be less available and make some time for more positive stuff to come in your life. So
okay.
All of that will be done. So if you had end projects, if you were doing a project and it was and you needed completion, anything to completion, anything that needs you to actually disassemble, get rid of because it's not in service to you, you definitely need to do.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay. And you will, when I talk to you next year, when I talk to you, I want you to call me back this time next year for sure. And I want, because then you're going to go into your all new beginnings next year. Okay. And
okay.
That is going to be, but this here is what I call crossing your destiny. So, and I think it has to do with you being involved in doing something that's in service, because that's what the nines do. The nines know that they have come into the planet to be in service to everybody, humanity, your neighbor, everybody. So any time that you can go that extra mile, I want you to do it. It's time, and the rewards will be astronomical.
Okay.
The rewards will be astronomical. So whatever art you do, I mean, take it. Go and volunteer 2 hours, you know, 4 hours a month, whatever. Go find a place to put your talent. Go find a place to do what I'm telling you. And you
okay.
will see. You will see, honey, it will open up a lot of doors for you. It will open up a lot. It'll open your heart. It'll help other people. It'll do amazing things, okay? And
okay.
that 63-9 has got to do with talent. The 9 has got to do with you being creative. And the 6 is people. The 6 is emotionally involved of getting, you know, getting to know people. And the 3 is your creativity being at its strongest.
Okay.
So, I mean, so you have everything working for you. And the universal year is a 36-9, which is all about the same numbers that you're working with, only the 3, the creativity is stronger in that 9. So the creativity is stronger, but it's all about relationships, all about people. So
okay.
I hope this has helped, because I'm so glad you called, because when you're working with these kinds of numbers and you're working with this, it's important. It can really you'll think about it. Not every minute. You're not gonna think about this call, but you're gonna all of a sudden something's gonna happen and say, you know, I think Gloria said that maybe I should walk in that building and ask them if they need my services. I do coloring, or I do, what kind of art do you do anyway?
I'm doing mostly writing now, and I'm getting back into painting and drawing. But what I've been finding out is, at least where I live, I'm not finding a lot of opportunities for money, so that could shift soon.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing. These are the numbers that represent the help you're getting from the universe, okay?
Okay.
And because they're so strong with your life path and your year and the universal year, I mean, really, sweetie, almost anything can happen.
Okay.
Almost anything can happen. And hopefully this conversation will spark something that you've been thinking about, maybe that you didn't think was possible, or maybe you couldn't do, or, you know, and when I told you to make sure that you clean out some stuff, you know, I mean, go through your house and clean it out. Show the universe that you're working with them. You know, create a void.
Okay.
Create a void so they can fill it and they can help you. Okay?
I will do that. Maybe I'll start there and then the ideas will come.
Oh, absolutely. And talk to them. Bring them in. I mean, it's like, you know, I can't even tell you. Many, many years ago when I was tending bar, I would come home. I knew I was going to have a change. I can't tell you, you know, exactly, because I don't know exactly. But I remember I would work till, you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I would come home, and I was one of the first psychics online. This was back, this was back in the early 90s, I guess. And this is how I would tap into people's energy. I wasn't doing new numbers. I was doing regular readings, but how I would tap into the person was through their numbers. Okay. So when I had a nine call me, I would just go, "Oh my God, thank you for calling. You guys are the best people on the planet." And I would do that. You know, because you really are the sweetest people on the planet. I mean, it's just like you just know that you're supposed to be in service, and you are in many, many ways that people wouldn't even, you know. I mean, it's like I don't even know if you guys know how much service you are and how much giving and you know, how people count on you. I don't even know if you guys are aware of it. Are you aware of it?
No, I guess I see myself as kind of a loner most of the time.
Okay, well, maybe it's time to fix that. You got a six. You've been in the six for the last, you've been in the 60, let's see here, nine. For the last 3 years, you have been, the universe has been trying to push you with more people.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where the six comes in. The six is open heart and all about love and all about other people. Everything you learn is through other people. So you got to be with people to learn about them. So I think I've given you enough information for you to go forward.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to run with this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetie. And please let us know how you're doing, especially the end of this time next year. Because I'd love to know what that nine, or call us back if something happens with the nine. But I mean that we talked about. But definitely, I'd love to tell you about the one, because that comes up next year, and that is all new beginnings. So hopefully, you've cleaned out enough, and listened to the universe enough, and been in service enough to really have something solid coming in next year.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day, honey.
Excellent. I do want to say, for those that are listening too, you can go to GloriaParker.com and send Gloria a message. Just hit her contact page and send her a message as well. So I wanted to give out your website there, Gloria.
Thank you, sweetie. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right. You ready for your
I'm
next
sorry.
Call?
Yes. Yeah. GloriaParker.com. Yes, I am.
All right. Area code 602. You're on the air with Gloria Parker.
Hi, Gloria. My name is Beth, and how are you doing today?
I'm great, honey. You know, I felt like crap the last, I don't know, it was, what, a week or two? I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was just, it was on my energy.
With the pollen?
It was so low. I don't think so. I don't know how it was, to be honest. It was just, you know, here in Georgia, of course, we do, and a lot of people suffer. We do have a crazy few weeks of pollen and yuck. You know, where are you at?
Well, I'm in Georgia, actually. I'm in Sharpsburg. I relocated. My son needed help with the grandbabies, you know, the daycare, take the whole paycheck. So there's a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. So I'm.
Oh, my God.
My real estate's on hold, but it's been a referral, so I do get some money. And I'm just enjoying these grandbabies before they grow up, too.
Oh, honey, isn't that such a blessed place to be, you know? I'm so glad that
I really
you're...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So what is your birthday?
11-24-58.
Okay, let's see who you are here. Wow. Okay. Okay. I just went off track here a minute. Hold on.
Okay, you're fine.
23, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 4. Okay. Well, you know, I know that you've got his house nice and clean.
Yes, I do.
that's the first thing you did was you cleaned house. And and the eight, the five is, well, that's why you've got the eight present. The eight means that, you know, you, when you have an eight present in your main numbers, which your, I'm going to tell you what your main numbers are. Your main number is 58, 13, 4. So your outcome number is a 4, which means that you can be a little anal bunny.
Mm-hmm.
You like to be, you know, well, you like it. You like to have things in order. And you like to build, you know, you like to build one step on top of the other. But you're, but I, what I love is that when I see this 4 and it's got a lot of other numbers, it's like great because you actually get a chance to play. You know, it's like, you know, you're not stuck, and a lot of 4s are. So I love that. I love that you're in good shape with that. And I make a big deal out of it because, God, if I was giving you a reading and you were just a 4, oh, it would be a whole different thing. And then I have to watch every damn word I say because you can't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not looking to offend the 4s. You know what I mean? I'm not looking to do that. But it's just they've got a – they've chose a very – what most people – I shouldn't say it like this, but what most people don't like, you know – they want people around them that's more fun and stuff like that. A 4 can be all of that, but they don't seem to be like that. So you're constantly going, okay, well, do we want to invite her? It's going to be 4 of us in the car. Are we sure that we want to take her with us? You know, that kind of thing. but you.
We want to have fun, right. We want to have fun.
Yeah, you don't, you're not like that, though. You've got the 5, which is change. You know, freedom through change, you like that. And then you've got the 8, which is the ability, okay, to not have poverty consciousness. So you know when you want to, if you need to, if your son needs you to, anything around you, if you need to make more money, guess what? It's already done. You've already got it figured out, worked out, and you're on your way. So
yeah.
So you don't think about money like most people because, you know, when you have that in your set of numbers, it's like, okay, I can do this. I can actually do this. I wish I had an 8. I really do. I mean, I have no 4s and I have no 8s around me. So, you know, it's like when I get a 4 or an 8 in my life and my year, man, I jump up and down like it's a, you know, that's a real birthday. That's a real birthday gift. Okay, so so then the 3 is creativity. So you're very creative. I'd love to see what you've done to his house. And the 1 is basically it's enough me to where you're not going to let this new situation of you raising and helping with your 1 and 3 year old to eat you up alive. And I say that because you know. That 1 allows you to put things in place, and if you don't, which I think you do, make sure that you've got some play. Make sure you have some play time for you.
Oh, yeah, I've already your boundaries.
Yeah, okay. So that's thank you, because that's also the 1 is boundaries, which is bad, you know.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, yeah, because I had to do that for myself, because I was like, oh, my goodness, this is, I have not, you know, my son's, I'm going on 39, and you know I enjoy my grandbabies, and I would come twice a year to see them, but to be here, you know, on a 12-hour shift 3 times a week is a lot for me. But you
it's
know,
a lot
I enjoy
for
them. Yeah,
no,
somebody,
it's a
yeah.
lot for everybody. You know, honey. You know, Beth. It's time. That you could not, first of all, here, let's get back to life, okay?
Okay.
And in life, in numbers, in the astrology, in in our everybody's path, there we have agreed to it all. We have agreed to it all. And so, you know, if we look at that and we're doing our work, we are doing the work we promised. We are. You are going to be the most blessed grandparent on the planet, making a bond with these kids this young. I mean, like what a blessing! What a blessing! So if you look at it like that, you know, you're in good shape. Now, as of your birthday on November 24th, let me ask you something. That you were in. Okay, so from your birthday. 2015, okay, to 2016. Mm-hmm. So this whole year, you're in a seven, okay? But you, 69, 15, 6. But on a year before that, you were in a six. So your heart was wide open.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about family.
Yeah.
It was all about endings.
Right.
So you had to end where you was to come do what you're doing. And then you've got your freedom. You've got your it was all about you and all about keeping some semblance of freedom through change. So that's what allowed you to put your boundaries up, because a lot of parents don't. Okay? So you had that perfect thing going on here. And then as of your birthday, 11, so is that when you moved? You moved in 2015?
I just came in here in February, the 1st of February this year.
All right, well, but you didn't just swap in. I mean, you had to have planned it before your birthday.
Actually, they had been, my daughter-in-law wanted to go back to work, and I was in a relationship that ended. And so I said, okay, I will come, because I'm not staying here in Arizona. And my son said, yes, Mom, you know, we're moving to a house that's a four bedroom. So, yeah, we would love to have you help us, you know.
Wow. Perfect.
It really, it was all in,
It was all divinely guided, because you're in a seven-year. That's why you're in a seven-year this year. So as of 11/24 on your birthday through 11/24/2016, you are in a seven-year. And guess what? It is just 7-0. So I am going to let me ask you a question. Are you spiritual?
Yeah. And when you said about the contract, I totally agree and believe in that. I made a contract with God before I came over. I'm a Reiki master, so I'm more spiritual than religious. So.
Wow. Well, thank you for your service and your work and your beliefs and sharing with the planet, because, you know, I realize the thing that I say all the time, it's so funny, is that metaphysics is a very interesting belief system. It's not a religion. But if it were a religion, I believe it would be the largest religion in the world. Because most people own some of these beliefs that are, we've agreed to. We were raised a certain way. I mean, most of us understand the concepts of metaphysics. What goes around comes around. I mean, Jesus.
My grandmother always said that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, so when you realize and you take these concepts one by one and you go to every religion and would put a line to what their belief is, I believe that everybody would, but the interesting thing about metaphysics as a whole is that metaphysics does not allow us to not be uniquely, divinely different. And so we're not anything organized. We're nothing. We're just out there, la la. You know, do you believe this? Do you believe that? I used to like it back in the 90s when I got involved. with metaphysics, because if I ran into somebody at the airport and they were wearing a crystal around their neck, I could actually go up and say to them, "Oh my God, I love your crystal. Can I touch it?" You know, and start a conversation. And there was not many people that were involved in, not metaphysics per se, but, you know, they weren't showing it. So, you know, I would not know that you were a Reiki master or, you know, I've been a Reiki master since 90, I think. So, so yeah, it's been a while for me as well. So,
the reason why I did that, I went through a divorce 5 years ago, and it was more for myself. It was more for myself, to heal myself, is why I started it, you know, and I'd never heard of it before, you know, five years ago. I'd never heard of it, but I was at a New Age bookstore, and this Native American gal, which is a shaman, we were talking, and she says, "You should try Reiki. They have a sharing thing here. It's $5. Try it out." And I did, and I'm like, I need to know more about this, you know. So I found someone to train me, and I, you know, I was just amazed that I had never heard of it. And I've been more spiritual since I moved to Georgia, and it's in 94. So I started reading more on different religions at that time. So that's when my eyes kind of opened up to, it's not, there's more, there's more spiritual in the, you know, out there than I even knew about. So,
right. And there is. Hey, let me ask you something. Is Sharpsburg south of Peachtree City?
Okay, so you've got me on the north-south, but I'm only a few minutes from there. I go there to work out at a gym. So I guess it's south, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm looking
you
at
are by Peachtree City.
Between Peachtree City and Noonan.
Yeah, the reason I asked you is because I remember Sharpsburg. I used to have a store when I was delivering papers for the Aquarius. We used to have, there was a metaphysical store there. I thought she had closed. I don't know what's down there now, but she had a fabulous store, a fabulous lady too. I liked her a lot, and it was in a house. But I mean, that's all I remember. It's been years. But yeah, I did start the first, or not the first, but I started the metaphysical newspaper for the Atlanta area called Aquarius, and I did that back in 93. So now somebody else owns it, and, you know, God bless them, and I just know it. My deal with that is over. But anyway, so thanks, Beth. I hope this helps you. Just remember, honey, that you've got spirit all around you, and I'm so glad that you're, for those of you that are not metaphysical, what the seven means is that your guardian angels, your spirit guides, whatever you want to call them, is whispering in your ear. They're guiding you, supporting you. The thing that, since my friend Arthur is in a 7 year and I've been talking about it to him, I can just tell you to create a void. So just create some space around you so that you can clean out your car, you know, whatever. I mean, just clean out everywhere around you. It doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to be crazy. But you have to show them that you're ready for them to bring in something new. So, but yeah, and then they'll guide you. You know, they'll definitely guide you.
And I'm going to make an attempt to come up and see you when you have your monthly first of the month there. Don't you do it once a month?
Second and third. It's April 2nd and 3rd at the Big Psychic Fair in Roswell, Georgia. And if you go into Harmony Place Spiritual Center and like us on Facebook, then I think
I already have.
Okay, when I post something, I think it comes up. You know, I'm an old timer. I don't know all of the stuff that happens, but you know, I just do it and go, "Oh my God, I can't believe it! It's up."
I look forward to meeting you, Gloria, and I appreciate all your time today.
Thank you, sweetie, and make sure that you I'm always at the fair, so make sure you say hello.
I sure will.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you,
honey.
Again. God bless you.
Bye bye.
Bye, babe.
God bless you too.
All right.
So,
busy right along.
Hi, honey.
All right.
Yeah, we've got callers that have come on and jumped off and have been dropped, so we apologize for any technical issues anybody has. But we're going to go ahead and take our next caller. Area code 717, you're on the air with Gloria Palmer.
Hi, my name is Tivana.
Your name is what?
Tivana. T-E-V-O-N-A.
O-N-A. I like that. Hello, Tivana.
Hi.
Am I saying that right, Tivana?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your birthday? Hey, where are you? I don't know 717, I don't think.
I'm in Pennsylvania.
You're where?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Okay, I have a niece that lives in Pennsylvania. Okay. What is your birthday?
October 8th, 1991.
October 8th. Okay, so let me see here who you are, young lady. Let's see. 10, 20, 38. Oh, wow. All right, so I know you because I had a daughter who's gone on the other side, but she was a 3811, just like you. And you 3811s are interesting. Number one, you're very creative. When everybody else is figuring out how to get out of a situation, you're already out of it and running. You've got very, very sharp mind. Very, very sharp. Very, very sharp. Your creativity is off the charts, really. I mean, it's just that simple. The eight is another thing. And what I talk to when I try to give a story so people get it is that my daughter could go down to her last, she was younger, she could go down to her last dollar. She couldn't care less. Didn't bother her a bit. Because she could go out and hit the streets and come home and say, well, I got three jobs. Now all I got to do is figure out which one I want. I mean, you know, it was because the eight energy is the energy that allows that to happen. Okay. Are you with me, Devon?
Yes, that is me all the way.
Okay. Have you got, you got an army with you back there? I'm hearing a lot of people or stuff.
That's my baby. She's crawling around and playing with toys. Sorry.
I'd love. Okay. Well, now that I know it's a baby, I always deal with babies. I love them. So how old is she?
She's 5 months. I had her. It's crazy. I had her. She was due the end of September, and I had her 4 days before my birthday. Her birthday is October 3rd. Mine's October 8th. Like, she was like the best gift.
Oh, I tell you, there's nothing like them. There's nothing like it. Okay, so let me just tell you, let me see where you are this year, okay?
Yeah.
Three. Well, you know what, honey? Let me see. Hold on a minute. Let me just see something here. She was just born 5 months ago.
She'll be 6 months, April 3rd.
Okay. Anyway, so let me stick with you, otherwise I'm going to be crazy here trying to, and none of it will make any damn sense to you, and I don't want that. So, okay, let me finish with your 3811-2. The three is extremely creative. What do you do with your creative mind and juices? What do you do?
Well, I've been going through a lot, and I'm moving tomorrow to New York. But my for the last, 3 years, I've really been, and I'm going to start on that, soon as I get settled in New York. I really want to write a book about things I've been through, and I also, when I got pregnant, I started thinking of writing a children's book.
Wow. Well, you know, they say that children's books are the best to get published. I don't know much about it, okay, but I'm going to say that not everybody wants to write their story, but children's books are take a little bit more knowledge and information, and you have to be precise with your information and all of that. So a lot of people don't do it. So maybe that would be something that would be good for you. Let me just tell you this, okay? Last year, before your birthday, you were in a 7 year. You were in a 52-7. So that was freedom through change. And, you know, and the baby was in the basket. And that was the two. That was the couple. That was the other person, okay? That was your partner, okay? So that's what that looked like. And then the seven is what I was saying. You know, the seven is all about a spirituality and learning how to ask your angels how to guide you, help you. So all of that ended on your birthday last year, and you now have a 53-8 year, and the eight is all about money. So are you going there because you've got a new job that you're going to make more money? If you're married, is there going to be more money around you?
No, actually, I'm leaving because I'm not financially stable up here, and I need a car. So it makes it hard because I have no car to get, you know, a good job. So I'm hoping once I go out there, I can find something.
Well, you will.
You know, easier for me to commute.
Yeah, well, you will, because you're in an 8 year, and what the 8 year is going to provide for you is all kinds of avenues. You know, like people will be calling you and saying, you know, can you do this for me? Can you do that? What can you do? What can you do here? What can you do there? So you will not have a problem getting your foundation. The thing that I'm going to say, though, is I wish there was a four present here, and there is not. And so if the four was present, then that would mean, you know, new foundations, okay? And that would be awesome. But you don't need it when you've got this much creativity. So I don't know. And then the five is freedom through changes. So the freedom through changes and the creativity that you're going to have at your new place, at your new spot, that is an eight. And the eight is all about new enterprise, new opportunities, business, things coming in, a new job, more money. All of that is that would have happened anywhere. Now, I don't know why in New York. You got family in New York?
Yeah, I'm going to go back with my mom for a little while. It's temporarily. I'm not even planning on staying long.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you got your mom. Moms are wonderful. And if you go ahead and do it right, do it with the understanding. Don't become a couch potato. Make sure you take care of your responsibilities and get
Definitely.
The help you need so that you can answer this calling, because the calling is the eight, honey, and it has to do with more money. It has to do with you being able to have help from the universe to actually do that new foundation. So, we all need some money. So just remember, you know, when you, you make $100, your mom gets 50. Make her a partner. And make sure that she will, you know, stay as long as it takes for you to have a really good relationship. Because is she excited that you're coming?
I think she's excited, but she's not going to tell me that. But I also think she feels like I'm looking for an easy way out, and I'm really trying to let her know that that's not at all what I'm trying to do.
Okay, well, that's why I told you what I said. You make her a partner.
Yeah,
you make $50. You make $50, you give her $25. You make $100,
Definitely.
You give her $50. You know, I don't
Definitely.
Care. And you find a way to I don't care if it's a part-time job. I don't care what it is. You find a way within around your neighborhood or something that you can have some money coming in and help her. And once you shift that, because I'm a mother. I was a mother. I mean, it's like I can tell you how mothers think, you know. None of us are looking to raise a child again. You know, we start thinking that we're going to get a little freedom, and then all of a sudden that happens, you know. Do you know your mother's
yeah.
birthday?
November 25th, 1961.
Okay. I'd rather do hers than I would the baby's, because that's more important. 17. Huh, interesting. Honey, this is so weird, okay? You are in your mother's energy. Guess what? Your year is a 53-8, but guess what? She's a 53-8 life path. Interesting.
Wow.
Yes. So you and her are going to be, you're going to have a really good chance if you keep a track of the money. If the minute that you decide, instead of taking the garbage out, that you're going to go watch a soap opera, you're going to lose her. Keep her on your side. Okay? I mean, just because both of you can feed the baby doesn't mean she should.
Definitely.
I mean, that's all I'm trying to tell you is there's just a couple little things, sweetie. If you do them right, if you trust me and you do what I'm telling right, you will have as long as you need. Your mom and you are in the same energy field right now. You will be able to go and really, really do what you want to for you and that little munchkin. You will be able to.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to. I'm so excited.
Yes. So, but you can't, don't say, oh, I'm home. Mom's making this so easy for me. And then doing what you
but
just said to me.
She won't.
Well,
I know she
you know
won't.
What? Listen to me. She already is. She's going to give you a roof over your head. And she's going to make sure you and that baby got food. So
yeah.
All I'm saying is that you go in humbled and grateful. And you go in with using your numbers. You're an 8 life path. I mean, I'm sorry. You've got an 8 year. Okay? And the thing about the 38 is you got an 8 present there, too. And guess what? The thing that holds you back a lot is this. You're too damn smart. You're actually too damn smart. That's your problem. And you can do so many things that, you know, you can go bounce here and bounce there and there and there because you're an old soul. You've been on the planet many, many times. And the old souls are just like my Jody was. They just can't seem to zero in and find the thing that they want to do, okay?
Right.
They can't figure it out. It's like, and so, yes, do I think that you could write a book? Absolutely. I think you can do anything you want to do. But guess what? You go make that $100 a week or $200 a week. You go get you a part-time job and you say to your mom, you know, I'm going to go get this little job just so that we've got, you know, I've got grocery money for me and the baby. I don't give a shit what it is you do. You go find a way to do that when you get home, and you will have more help and more assistance from your mother than you could ever imagine. And instead of her holding her arm away, she will be hugging you and that baby, and she'll be so sure that you've grown up, that you know what you're doing, that you're on the right path, and you will get more help from her than you ever, ever thought possible, sweetie.
Oh my gosh, that's all I ever wanted from her, and I'm gonna do it. Thank you.
Well,
oh my gosh.
Listen, listen to me. You call me anytime. You need a pep talk. You need somebody to tell you straight out how to do it and what to do. And I promise you, I will be on the other end of that phone, and I will help you understand this. Because it doesn't take a lot. It just takes you not going back to your little girl self. You're not a little girl anymore. You're a mother, and you've got to act like it. When your mother sees you act like a mother, it's going to shift your whole relationship. I promise you.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
So go ahead and do that, and then you get back to me and let me know how you're doing, and you take care of that little munchkin.
I will. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for calling. It was my honor and privilege to talk to you. And God, I hope that I've told you some stuff that'll help you.
You have. I will speak to you soon. Definitely. Thank you so much.
You can call from New York too. So just call in. Tell you and your mother.
Hello?
Hi, Shabana. I apologize. This is Anna doing production for Gloria. It looks like her call dropped, so I'm going to get her back on the air momentarily, but thank you for calling.
Thank you.
If everyone would just hold for just one moment, I will get Gloria back on the air.
Hi, honey. I think I might have done that. Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it. I wasn't touching the computer.
Well, hell, I don't know. Maybe that hot and heavy conversation did it. I don't know.
Fantastic. Well, those are our callers in the queue, Miss Gloria.
Okay. So anyway, that was it then, huh? Let me see what else I wanted to talk about then. Hold on a minute. All right. So last week I talked a little bit about Hillary. And, you know, I want to talk about Hillary, okay? Because Hillary is, in my opinion, you know, I mean, first of all, do I want a woman? Absolutely. I mean, I want a woman president. There's no doubt. I'd be lying if I said I didn't, all right? But I do know that, you know, the same old shit, the same old, same old, same old. But, you know, this is my think on it. I am, you know, I'm 70 years old, okay? Ross Perot brought me into the political arena. You know, that little crazy little man with those big ears, and I loved it that he would bring a chart, and he would say this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And I love that. And the reason that I loved it was because he taught me. You know, I don't know that I'm more visual than I am auditory. I don't know that. A lot of us are what we call kinesthetic, and that means that you feel the world. And that's, I've had healers tell me that I'm more kinesthetic than I am seeing and hearing. But in my opinion, we're all of it. I see certain things and get it. I hear certain things and get it. And then, of course, I feel the world when I sit in front of the TV and I know that parent just got a call that some asshole on the planet has taken their child's life in a bombing in Brussels where they're supposed to be on vacation. I mean, it's like we are all faced every day. Every day we're faced with these kinds of tragedies. And all I can say is that For me, do I want one of these other assholes to be in charge? Do I want them learning the names or the history of a country? Do I think that we have time for all of that and to be thought out thoroughly before we make a move? And I hear that we don't like the Muslims. You know, do you know a Muslim? Do you know one? I mean, it's like, you know, I can remember when we didn't like blacks. I can remember in my time, it was unusual for you to know a lot of black people. And it's like, come on. It's like, or gays. Or, I mean, we keep evolving. We keep evolving. But you know what? The foundation of how we evolve and we actually get some things that are set that are good for the country is through people that have stayed with it for years, that have worked their ass off, that have constantly, they know what is going on. If they're just not looking at this frame, they're looking at it all. And that's what I love. That's what I want. Is I want to be able to sleep at night knowing that, yeah, that phone call will come and wake up Bill and Hillary. That phone call will, and that she will know who to call and what to do. You know, I said to somebody the other day, you know, I do a psychic fair. So I was talking to somebody, and I don't even know how the conversation got cranked. But I can remember it was interesting because I said,
So I said, well, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, I do a psychic fair. All right, so suppose I did psychic fairs around the country. And suppose some idiot went in and shot at the hotel. They were at a hotel. And they shot down a few of the people in my event. Should I be responsible for that? Well, yeah, because I did an event. I mean, it's like we're so stupid. We think of we constantly have this blame thing going on that we need to blame. And I don't know how to, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to make people think clearer about that. You know, I don't know how to get all these millions of people that are thinking that Trump has got something to offer when all he knows how to do is make a deal. Well, you know, I don't think deals are made quite the same way in business as they are in government. Everybody's got their own policies. Everybody's got their own, you know, ways that the laws work in every country. Will he know all of that so that he can literally go and make a deal? And then we have laws in place, and we have, you know, the United Nations, which I don't think do a great job. And do I think they need to pay more money? Probably. So I'm just, you know, do I think that, you know, they should be tweaked and get together more and share more information now that we know that we do have a global war? Sure. You know, so all I'm saying is that I did Hillary, and I'm going to tell you what was, first of all, she is a 57-12-3. So, you know, the 12 is, you know, the perfect me person taking care of her and wanting to be partners with everybody. That creates the 3, and the 3 is all about being very, very stable from her gut. I mean, like the pyramid. I always say to people with the 3, the pyramid sits on your chest. You're very, very accountable, and when you're not, it eats you up. You don't like it. You've got to do whatever it takes to fix it. Because, you know, that is your stability. It's like, you know, you are the most stable person you know. And you like that. It's part of your makeup, okay? And then the next part of that is understanding that you have to stay with your creative juices, being able to flow. And we are creative in every way. Women, they say, well, I'm not creative. And I go, really? I just was at your house for dinner. And who thought of the colors you put on the wall? Who thought of that, you know, splashback around your kitchen? Who thought about changing those awful carpet to beautiful hardwoods? Who's the one that created this, that? Who put red up their hallway when there was no other red around? I mean, it's like, how do you define creativity? I don't know. I know that you create it. Many ways, you know. So the 5 and the 7, the freedom to change. So it was a very good thing for her to be able to move around and not be boxed in. The thing she probably hated the most was those damn emails, to be honest, and being tied down to a computer anywhere. And then nicely enough, she's got the 7, and the 7 is all about spirit. So she has got spirit guiding her. This year, as of her birthday, she came into the 71-8, which is all about, you know, hate to say it, but more enterprise, more money, thinking about ways that she can create. So from this year to 10-26, she will continually think about more ways for us to do any of the things, any of the ideas that she's got about making money, and it won't be for her. She's got plenty. So it'll be about how do the citizens of the United States, how do we get more money? So let me see here. Well, I made a couple notes. Institution, let's not be practical, correct use of God's spirit. So that's what I was talking about here in one of my notes, was about, it's all about her intuition.
When I use the term, you know, let's not be politically correct, it's all about her gut feelings. Her intuition is very, very, very strong. She's a rock. I've got down here in big, big letters. She's a rock. She's dependable, and she can be trusted to inspire and help others. That's what her whole life's work has been around. It's been around that. Hillary, if you're listening, please, it's so important that you recharge. It could be a small walk. It could be, I don't know, going into a room by yourself for 10 minutes and just getting centered. It's very, very important for you because you are such a very hard worker. The bottom line on everything that I looked up about her number and got intuition, a read on it for myself, everything is that she is a force to be reckoned with. She's dynamic, determined, and forceful, and that sums her up. It really does sum her up. So the nice thing about it is that I went a little deeper, which I don't normally do, I don't in the readings that I'm doing with you guys. The thing that I do is go in and find out what you're here to learn and what you're here to teach this lifetime, and that gives people another, you know, that goes with their life lesson more so than their year number. And what I saw was she came in this lifetime to break all prejudices. So that's why it's very important for her to do things the way she does them. She will learn this lifetime all forms of psychology, religion, philosophy. She loves philosophy. She loves to know about religion. And she is spiritual, and she does also not just practice some spirituality, but she likes it. She likes knowing about it. She has a thirst, and it's like something that, you know, it's like, you ever been really, really thirsty? And no matter, you know, usually water will take care of it, but you want something. Like sometimes I just want a sizzle of a Coke, you know, and then it's like that doesn't really work. It's like that's what she has. She has a thirst that never gets enough knowledge, and her understanding is always asking for more. She needs more knowledge, more knowledge, more knowledge. So the more that job that she had, Secretary of State, was phenomenal for her. And boy, oh boy, did she learn. She took full advantage of it, and she was on a crash course to study the different cultures, philosophies, and she did. She did. And so in other words, another thing is, so she ran for president and didn't win, and then she got the job of her life. That was the job of her life. This president's job won't be the job of her life. This will be where she can do more good, more help, and give more help. So she will be, you know, it'll be good for her, because she'll be first and foremost the person who can put the good ideas to work. And then go and meet people that will agree with her and actually pull people together, because she's been doing that. From what my understanding is, when she got to New York, you know, that was no easy job for her to be, you know, a senator of New York. But from what I understand, she did an okay job. And, you know, in politics, I say okay, because I don't think in politics anybody does a damn good job. You got too many people pulling at you. You got too many ideas. You got too many meetings. You got too many fundraisers. I mean, you're pulled away from your job no matter what it is to make more money, more money. I mean, our system stinks. It's crazy. It's horrible. And let's take the money out of politics. Let's make the news people give a certain amount of time to each one of the people who run, and just raise the money for that, and then have no more. You know, have no more, or whatever it takes for you to do a certain, I mean, have everybody on the same playing field, you know, then all of us would pay attention to those times, maybe. You know, if I knew that I could watch CNN for 2 hours and hear all of the people, why do I need, you know, 30, I think Trump's right. Why do you need more and more and more? You know, he's paying for it. So naturally, he's saying, you know, I want to come and do this again, and I want the networks to make millions and billions of dollars, and they're not giving any money to anybody, but in their pocket. I mean, you know, they're already doing okay. Nobody's starving, so stop. So some of the political correctness, sorry, that I hear, some of it, you know, I'm trying to be neutral as much as I can. But then all of a sudden, you know, the same people will lose me over and over again because they just think so stupid and they do stupid things. Now, you know, Trump has said some things that I actually agreed with. But does that mean that I want a man that is classless as him? I mean, that's my word for him. You say Donald Trump to me, I go classless. And that's what he is to me. He lost me when I watched him on one of the debates when Barbara Bush, and I don't have anything for the Bushes. I mean, I don't think any of them did a great job. But it doesn't matter. Barbara Bush is an old, elderly statesman that has sons and a husband that were governors and presidents, and her husband was a president, and she was the first lady. Are you trying to tell me that that doesn't deserve a certain amount of respect? So Donald Trump is on stage after her son spoke, and he's calling him low energy and a liar, and that he didn't do a good job as governor, and just putting him and George and the old man, I mean, President Bush, putting these people down in front of the mother. I mean, you know, when I saw that and that he went to that, the lowest degree that I think is possible for him to go, I mean, I don't even like to look at him now. I mean, he just totally took somebody who I was agreeing with at least, you know, a couple times, a few things he said. But then all of a sudden I went, oh, no, this guy is, you know, he's just not, he's not my guy. So anyway, I did do some stuff on Donald. I do have a new thing on my phone that I'm using, and it's called Voice Memo. And I think that I'm going to be able to do a voice memo and upload it to my website, because I wanted to go more in detail with some of this information, and I wanted to do comparisons of the guys that are left. So I'm going to hate it that Kasich doesn't have a chance, which he doesn't, especially, I guess, as of last night. And I'm going to do those two, and then I'm going to do Bernie and Hillary. And so it's going to take a little while because I want to cover it extensively so it's done, okay? And so I will let everybody know. If you go into GloriaParker.com, you can actually go ahead and you'll be able to you'll see it. I'll have them put it straight. You know, you listening? I'll have them put, like, you know, this Gloria's take on the four candidates, okay, so that you'll be able to go in if you're interested in seeing what their numbers say. So anyway, one other thing I want to say is thank you to Anna. Thank you to my friend Arthur for taping. And we'll have this on Facebook. So what I wanted to do was to tell you all that, you know, some of you, you don't, not everybody knows me. I always act like everybody does, and I'm sorry. But I have lost a daughter, and every year she'll be gone 4 years, April 24th. And I am doing our children memorial at Harmony Place at 11:30 to 5:30. On April 24th, and it is a lunch, and it is a releasing of the dove ceremony, and this will be my fourth one. Dr. Barbara King and Iris Bolton and Brenda Cobb from Living Foods, who lost a son, Richard, she lost her son Richard, and the lineup is going to, I'm completing the lineup and the schedule, and it will be online, okay? And just go into ourchildrenmemorial.com. and you'll be able to get that. And please, everybody, if you know anybody who lives close to Atlanta, this is a true day of healing. It's a day where I make us spend enough time together. We put pictures of our loved ones. We cry. We listen to some phenomenal messages. You know, my friend Michael Burke and Chris Stahl are going to open it up with a crystal bowl and Tibetan bowl ceremony of sound and bring in the and bring in the toning for the day and for that. So anyway, it's a pretty awesome event, and there are videos also if you go into I think the videos are actually on the site as well. So anyway, I'm working on that. That'll be taken care of here in not too long of time. And Anna, if you want to, we can, if there's nobody waiting, we'll go ahead and close the show. Love.
The Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker is sponsored by New Skin and produced by Universal Energy Media. For more about Gloria, please visit GloriaParker.com.
Happened?
Well, it